Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So I'm joined by Pilani Mabaso, who is the spokesperson for KZN Netball. Pilani, recently we had the Telkom Netball League in Durban. It was a brilliant, brilliant week of action, both on and off the court. From a KZN Netball perspective, can you just talk me through it, and did you guys get out of it what you wanted, having it here in Durban?
Well, first and foremost, KZN Netball is excited that we were able to convince our Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, the Etegwini Municipality, and all the major sporting stakeholders for us to accept a responsibility as KZN to host the games. Because if you remember, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a couple of years since we've hosted any Telkom and Netball League games. I think a lot of credit should go to the Department of Sports, to the Etegwini Municipality, for supporting KZN Netball to say, as a federation, go ahead, go and bid and get the third power week that we hosted last week. So in terms of the week, it was a very exciting, obviously a little bit slow in the first few days, but as the group stages got completed and we went to the knockouts, you know, you saw the crowd coming in during the holidays. So for KZN Netball, we definitely say it was a successful in terms of the hosting, but more than anything, it was seeing our Kingdom Stars do well. I think just hosting added value to our KZN Kingdom Stars for them to be able to win Division 2 and also go on to be promoted to Division 1. I mean, if you look at it as KZN, it was definitely a successful week from a hosting perspective, but also from a performance perspective.
I guess it seems like it was almost the perfect week. You had the Kingdom Stars earning promotion in front of their home crowd. How important is that for netball in this province?
Well, I think just if you look at any sport, you know, to do well when you are in, I mean, that's why we call a home ground advantage as a 12th person, you know, because supporters are key to performances, whether it's whatever sport it could be. It could be the Sharks, it could be any football club. So as the Kingdom Stars really utilize home ground advantage, they really ensured that the supporter that came in was that eighth player that helped them, push them. I mean, Power Week was a bit tough, so there were moments where we had to grind results, but I guess that eighth player on the court really came through, and so it was very important. So all of it just happened. It was a perfect week, as you said, because if you look at it, I could imagine if the supporters, you know, if it was last year we did the same but lost the promotion spot. Imagine on Sunday how of a dull day would have been, but everything happened perfectly, and I think we're just excited. But just more than anything, to grow the sport. As we know, netball is not the same as your cricket, your rugby or your soccer. So when you are able to stage an event of that magnitude, bring in the supporters that you want and also win, it leaves a memorable experience. So whenever we have our own Super League games, you know, people, we also want them to come and support, but you need those big events. So to grow and promote the sport, because netball needs to grow, we also need to be seeing the same numbers that we see in other sports codes, that in at least the next 5 years we are able to host more of those, and even our domestic Super League should also be commanding that spectatorship. But it takes time, but I think the Telkom Netball League that was here also added value to promote the sport amongst just sports lovers in the province.
How important do you think it is, Pilani, to try and sort of make Durban a regular on the TNL sort of roster and keep the league coming back here year on year?
Well, the most important thing is when you're able, you know, to bring in the partners, because what partners do, I mean, we all know resources are very limited. I mean, from a perspective of even government, local municipalities, right into companies. So when you're able to bring in different partners to all come and play, even if it's a small role, what then it does, it then presents Durban as a destination for any national league or any national game. It could be the Proteas that want to come and play their games here. And also what helps Durban, it is, you know, we call it South Africa's playground. And not only on the weather perspective, but being a destination that loves to host. I mean, not so long ago, we saw the Nedbank Cup final, choosing Pirates, choosing to bring it down to Durban. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be seeing the Springboks. All of that, I think it's a collective effort. We really need to get our government and other private partners to be working together to always present the province as a destination where national and international matches should be coming down here. And I think we've done quite well. I mean, if you look at, I'm just talking about as Durban, the horse racing also helps because people get an experience of coming down and they get an experience of being able to pitch and even host a top level sporting event. But it needs a collective effort. We as Netball KZN cannot do it on our own. Just to bring a TNL, there's a lot of other expense. I mean, it's a whole week hosting 18 teams, sleeping in hotels, the logistics. We do not have the budget, but when there's a collective effort from all stakeholders broadly, then it becomes easier because everyone comes together and we then see the benefits. And hence I'm saying winning for the Kingdom Stars became a cherry on top because it also encouraged the department to go out there and look for more other national or international events to bring them in Durban.
Yeah. Perfect. Pilani, thank you so much for your time. The Kingdom Stars into Division 1 of the Telkom Netball League for 2026. Awesome news, and it was great to have the league in Durban for a week and just capped it off with our Kingdom Stars being promoted. Pilani, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.